From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, and musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip is Marin-based singer, songwriter, and actress Susan Zielinski, also known as Susan Z. Susan's performed at all the major music venues in San Francisco and also has a hit CD and a cult following among 1 to 6 year olds for her album Songs for Little Hands, which also teaches kids some American Sign Language. You may have seen Susan in the movie The Doors, on TV in Nash Bridges, or in commercials for Walmart and Toshiba. But she's also known and loved locally for her musical endeavors at fundraising shows to benefit breast cancer causes. She's most notably known for her starring turns in the Marin Mountain play, which is where I met her a few years ago when she was spectacular as Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. She's also played the lead role of Maria in their production of West Side Story, and she's currently starring in the 98th annual Mountain play, which this year is Hairspray, and it opened on Sunday. It runs for the next month. She's fabulous in the show, and the show is great. Please welcome to The Field Trip, Miss Susan Zielinski.
Hi, Mitchell.
Welcome, Susan. Thanks. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. It's lovely to hear your voice and to see you at opening day at Hairspray.
It was a great show. The weather couldn't have been better. The audience loved it. And did you have fun?
I had a great time. I felt like it was a spectacular opening day. Like you said, the weather was fantastic, and everybody's energy was just fantastic. And the show is so high energy from the time you open to the time it closes. It's just fantastic energy-wise. I felt a good voice as well.
It really was. And, you know, we'll talk more about the Mountain play, and you're it's a kind of a different role for you because you're not usually the evil person. But before we do that, let's talk about some other things. I know you're a mom. You have two kids, yeah?
Yes, I have two little girls. They are 5 and 8 years old and go to school. And, that's a huge challenge to be a working parent.
Sure. And I know you're involved in all this music for kids. Tell me about that.
Well, my sister is an author. She's an author of a book called Baby Sign Language Basics. And she did classes, still does, down in the San Diego area, teaching sign language to hearing babies, but to help them communicate before they can talk. And she got me involved in her classes by writing songs for her classes, which were just a helpful tool to get the children interested in practicing signing. You might be familiar with the nursery rhyme, Itsy Bitsy Spider, and those little hand movements that you do, and it's similar to that. You're just getting the children engaged. And so I wrote her a bunch of songs for her classes, which then turned into a CD, and it comes with a booklet with pictures of my sister doing the signs throughout it. You can get it at Amazon.com, and it's sold over 40,000 copies.
It's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's been a nice addition to all the different kinds of entertainment that I do as a kind of a struggling singer-songwriter doing my own original songs. I call my adult music, but
sure.
I don't mean triple X. But there's my grown-up stuff, and then there's my kids' stuff, too, and so it's just a nice way to add to the income and excitement of my career.
Well, I know that your songs are about love and heartbreak and kids and your friends, and tell me more about the songs that you write and sing.
Well, it depends on what kind of mood I am in. I guess I'm like most songwriters who like to just write from the heart, and you can be a songwriter and, you know, you don't have your songs on a CD here on the radio. There's a lot of songwriters out there, but I find I'm most inspired when I'm maybe having an emotional crisis or an emotional uplift, like having my children. I was definitely into writing lullabies and songs to show my kids how much I loved them at that point. And then, of course, there's lots of breakup, heartbreak songs. and just getting in touch with that, those feelings. It's a nice outlet, for sure.
Absolutely. I know you perform at clubs and with an eclectic group of Marin musicians. Maybe they're San Francisco area musicians, but I know some of them as Marin musicians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been really fortunate to meet lots of great different, besides the actors, and et cetera, but lots of great musicians around here. And I feel like I haven't been out playing in clubs for a while because of my new career as a mom. it's harder. It's kind of like now I'm the leader of the band in my house, you know, instead of having to be the leader of the band out in the club.
Sure. And
get everybody to join at rehearsals and all that kind of thing. Now it's like everybody join me at the dinner table on time and stuff like that.
Well, we've done some things together, but one of the things that I thought was really interesting was the Breast of Broadway benefit. And I know that you've been very involved in raising money for breast cancer awareness and breast cancer causes. And you have some personal reason for that?
Yes. My mom is a two-time breast cancer survivor now. When I first started the benefit concerts, Wine, Women, and Song, it was back in 1998, and I just wanted to host a concert and have the proceeds go to some local education and awareness for the fight against breast cancer organizations around here. And just a couple of years ago now, my mom got breast cancer again, and at that time, we had raised about $100,000 over the lifetime of Wine, Women, and Song. And Wine, Women, and Song has done a few different types of shows, like just a straight-ahead rock and roll show where people come and do their own original music. We also have another show we've called the Rack and Roll Festival, which does music by artists who've had breast cancer. And then we did the Breast of Broadway, which is, of course, Broadway show tunes. But those have all been really great, fun. The community comes together. I love when people volunteer, like you, and a lot of my musician friends, too.
Yeah, I know you've had a number of the Mountain Play people in the show, too.
Yes. In fact, that's kind of where Breast of Broadway first came about, was when I was in My Fair Lady.
Right.
And I was talking about the Wine, Women, and Song benefit and how fun it would be to have some of them play. And my friend Eileen Grady said, hey, we should call it the Breast of Broadway. I said, that's perfect.
Sure was.
So, yeah, it really was. So.
If you guys can hear sawing in the background, it's because we're having some work done in the studio. I couldn't stop it for the show, but I hope it's not too disturbing. So let's talk about Velma Van Tussel, because this is not the kind of role that people know Susan Zee for. We know you for the nice girl.
That's right.
Velma's
That's right.
Not nice. Tell me about Velma and a bit about Hairspray.
Okay, well, Velma is definitely not the nice character, and it's kind of fun to be able to talk about how I get to play the villain. She is a former beauty queen, and she has bought a TV station and has her own dance show called The Corny Collins Show, actually. It's kind of like an American Bandstand kind of thing. There really was a Negro Day that they had, and this is what basically Hairspray you think about the chubby girl, Tracy Turnblad, wanting to get on TV, so she wants to dance on the Corny Collins Show. And she realizes how unfair it is that the black kids can't dance with the white kids. They have one day a month that they get to dance. And she puts an end to all that and helps put down the segregation going on. But with happy, fun dance music and big dance numbers and musical theater, and that's what Hairspray is basically about. It's about the breaking apart the barriers of, you know, of black versus white and acceptance. Especially Tracy, because she's a heavier girl, and that's part of my character as Velma Van Tussel. Velma does not see Tracy as Corny Collins material. She doesn't think that she should be allowed to be on the show because she's overweight and very, for lack of a better word, spastic and jumps around. Her energy's crazy. Velma just wants everything in a nice, neat little package, like her own daughter, Amber, and Amber has bit out for Tracy because Amber wants to be the star of the Corny Collins Show all the time, and then Tracy kind of comes and takes all that away, besides being the savior of the day and desegregation and such. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
If you're just joining us today, my guest in the field trip is singer, songwriter, musician Susan Zielinski. Yeah, your character had been Miss Baltimore Crabs, I think, was her title, right?
That's right, Miss Baltimore Crabs. I can't think of pretty much a worse title.
It's really a funny show.
It's really funny, yeah. There's so much great humor in it, even though the subject is very serious. Like I said, it's full of song and dance and a lot of laughter, but there's some real touching, heartfelt moments as she is breaking down the barriers. It's really, really good.
It's Jim Dunn's production again. He's been doing this for a long time, and like I said, it's the 98th year. Really a tradition in Marin, isn't it?
It is. It really is a tradition in Marin, and it's very special for me in that I get to keep working with my college director, Jim Dunn. I worked with him at College of Marin for many years. Then when they did West Side Story up there in 1999, I thought, you know, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to try out for West Side Story again. And I was lucky to get the part of Maria. And since then, I've been getting a few good roles every few years up there. And the Mountain Play Association is a great thing for a working mom, for somebody who has kids at home, and especially me, because my kids are very young, and I want to be part of their school life, and I want to be everything, and every mom can do that, but we strive for it, you know.
Sure, you've been knocking them dead up there. See, you know, for you it must be a little different now, because especially in this show, there's lots of younger people in the show, not that you're old, but this is a show with a lot of young kids, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think our youngest is 15. She's also one of the tallest, which is very cute. And then it's cute because some of the old veterans, now I'm amongst those folks. Me and the older folks all sit together at lunch and watch all the youngsters, and we laugh. We're like, oh my gosh, we're the old ones this year. It's great. The cast is always such a family. You know how it is in theater, where you grow so close to the people that you're working with. And that's how it is again this year. Everyone's so tight-knit group.
Oh, I'm
and
so
very
glad
supportive.
To hear that. Yeah, that's great. I'm really glad to hear that. It's always like that up there. The whole group is really fantastic.
Yeah.
I do urge everybody to go to see the Mountain Play. You can find out more about it at marinmountainplay.org. And it's running for the next 4 weeks, isn't it, Susan?
Yes. It goes through Father's Day, which is June 19th. And the show times are now 2 o'clock. And there is one Saturday performance, June 11th. But otherwise, it's only on Sundays.
It's a great day out. If you've been before, you know, and if you haven't, you should try it. It's really fabulous. Where can people find out more about you, Susan?
Well, people can follow me actually on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and do a search for Susan Zielinski, Zielinski, and that should come up. And you can also look for my Wine, Women, and Song group on there, as well as my music page, which is just Susan Z. That's the best place to find out about all my different things going on.
That's great. Well, Susan, thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. You're fabulous as always. Everybody, go see the Mountain Play. You'll love it.
Thanks so much, Mitchell. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks. That's Susan Zielinski, everyone. Thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember, The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So until next week, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you then.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.